Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stop by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's collegiate stars. And we're going to be joined with the MAC standout who hails from Kent State, the Golden Flash's standout quarterback, Dustin Crum. If you're not familiar, he really burst onto the college scene last year, and he helped provide Kent State with their first bowl win and a big win over Utah State. And I've, you know, being locally, you know, it was a big win. But with that said, Dustin, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, just kind of excited with everything going on and just kind of gearing up for next season and everything.
Yeah, so let's kind of get, you know, let's kind of rewind a little bit till towards last year. I mean, expectations going in, and when did you get the sense that, you know, what you guys were doing as a team was kind of going to lead to this triumphant end when, you know, with such a big win over Utah State?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, going into the season, I wasn't even named the starter. I didn't start until week two, so it was kind of a little bit of a roller coaster of a ride of a season. And then, actually, about nine games in, we were sitting at 3-6 and everything, and kind of rattled off four there in a row at the end. So it was, like I said, it was a little bit of a roller coaster of a ride of a season. But I would say once we kind of got that first win going to get to 4-6, guys started to buy in a little bit and believe, and then from there it kind of kept rolling, and we just kind of grew each week and improved a little bit, kind of culminating to our bowl win against Utah State.
Definitely. And for you personally, I mean, you know, you talk about coming in and, you know, you become the guy under center. When do you start to get comfortable? Maybe you were comfortable your first snap under center. I know you had time, you know, prior to that, you know, playing, but know what, you know, you really start to feel, you know, the flow of the game. I mean, when did that hit you where you kind of just said, wow, you know, not you know, like, hey, this is my offense, I know what I need to do to get these guys, you know, up and down the field? I mean, what point does that hit you, Dustin?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, anyone that's, I guess, I really played the quarterback position, really, when you know you're the guy, it's a little bit of a different feeling than kind of splitting time or just going in every now and then. So it's definitely a different feeling. But I mean, I would say I just tried to grab a hold of the reins as fast as I could and take advantage of the opportunity that Coach Lewis gave me week two. And I just kind of trusted the time I put in with my receivers and all the guys and kind of the just relationships I had built with them over the past few years to kind of lean on that. And I just knew they believed in me and I kind of believed in them back. And it was just kind of something we grew and tried to work on throughout the season.
Definitely. And again, a fabulous thing. You know, my wife's a graduate from Kent State, and, you know, I cover MAC football based out of Youngstown. So, you know, seeing a guy like yourself and the team and the Flashes have this success, just good for everybody around the area. And it's definitely good for you because you're the quarterback of this team. Once again, Dustin Crum, the standout Kent State Golden Flashes quarterback, kind enough to take some time here on the C2P as we talk a little Kent State football in this upcoming 2020 season. I got the email today from the school. You found out as well. They're pushing back spring ball because of the virus that's kind of, you know, spreading, and they're taking precautions. It's protective, yep. But can you believe that there's kind of a little bit of a hiatus? I mean, you're so ready to go on spring ball, and now it's kind of been pulled from you?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. If you would have told me this was going to happen, I mean, a week ago, I mean, even 3 days ago, really, I wouldn't have believed you. But, I mean, yeah, it's kind of crazy how things happen like that. But, I mean, already five practices in, so we were a third of the way already, and then kind of have it just push back. I mean, it's different. I've never had that happen before. But, I mean, I guess I just got to sit out and just try to stay ready until we can take advantage of our last 10 practices and get ready for camp and obviously the upcoming season.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big season. I mean, it's going to be a lot of excitement in Dick Stadium this year. And then with the way you guys, you know, won out last year, you know, it's going to be a really solid pulse. Now, I'm curious. Usually this is the case. May not be with yours, but I you know, but usually the quarterback that we talk to at this point in his life is he's been the quarterback his whole life. I mean, is that the same for you? Have you always been the guy with the ball in his hands?
Yeah, I've always – played quarterback. I mean, I think since, I don't know, third or fourth grade, really. So I've been playing it for a while. Yep.
So third, fourth grade, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, Dustin Crum's out there doing his things. Yep. Are you that kid scoring four or five touchdowns every Saturday?
I mean, something like that. I mean, obviously you don't throw the ball around as much at that age, but I mean, to be honest with you, when I was younger, I thought I was going to play defense. I definitely liked hitting a little bit and things like that more. I guess that was kind of just my personality, and my dad being a coach, I guess, kind of instilled that into me a little bit. But I mean, I've always just loved getting after it and just always been real competitive my whole life.
I love it. So you have a, I mean, so you get a defensive mindset, but you're playing, when do you, did you play both sides of the, I mean, did you play strictly quarterback in high school? And if not, what other positions were you playing before you knew that this was the position that was going to take you to the point where, you know, you're able to start collegiate games in the MAC?
Yeah, I mean, I always knew the next level I'd be playing quarterback. I got the chance to play safety and corner a little bit situationally, depending on if there was like a mismatch or in just certain situations game-wise in high school, which I enjoyed. And honestly, I mean, that for me personally, that really helped me kind of grow in my understanding of defensive schemes, playing quarterback and being able to read things like that and seeing alignments and leverages and things like that. Honestly, I would say playing defense is one of the biggest things that really kind of grew my knowledge of football and just having an understanding of what was going on.
And then the rest is history. And now you're here. You talked about having five practices underneath your belt. I mean, how much fun is it for you to be such an instrumental part of this team? You know, like you said, last year, you know, you weren't going to be the starter when you were going through this process, but now you are that guy that, you know, people are looking toward you, a lot of expectations and excitement. So I'm sure there's probably a little bit of a burden there too, but nonetheless, I mean,
yes,
you know, it's got to be fun to be the guy. I mean, you know, you are the guy and you handle yourself well, but what's it just like, you know, I guess there has to be a pulse amongst the Golden Flashes when you have these practices. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. It's definitely, knowing you're the guy, you definitely have to always have an energy about you and make sure things are going right, and kind of have to always keep energy up at practice and talk to guys and keep guys' heads up no matter what's really going on, and kind of just be the even-keeled, level-headed leader that a quarterback should be. And you just kind of have to make sure everyone's on the same page. I mean, especially being the guy this year, like you said, it's a little bit different. Obviously, you have a lot more expectations on you. I mean, from a work ethic standpoint and just the way I approach things, I try to stay consistent and not really change anything in that regard. And obviously, whether you're the backup or starter, you should be preparing to play, but you definitely have a lot more on your plate, and it required to be a lot more vocal and things like that. And like I said, just make sure everyone's on the same page and everything's going in the right direction.
Yeah, and it is definitely going the right direction. Coach Sean Lewis, I mean, fantastic job being able to, you know, really get this program going. That up-tempo offense, how fun is it to play in Coach Lewis's offense, being able to kind of sling it and just have that momentum where you guys kind of attack? You know, you're not going to just sit on the ball. You really get to get after it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun, really, to be able to go out there and put long, fast drives together and kind of just feel a defense kind of get on its heels. And, I mean, even some of the more talented teams we played, some of the longer drives, like against Auburn, opening with a 17-play drive against them, just, I mean, feeling guys that you know are going to be first and second-round draft picks kind of get winded and almost kind of be able to push them around a little bit and kind of instill your will on guys that may be some of the more physically gifted athletes in the country. It's a cool feeling just knowing that you can affect teams like that and just kind of, like I said, enforce your will upon them.
Yeah, you guys have done that. And, again, that big win against Utah State, I mean, plus it was just – I mean, it was an exciting game. I mean, you know, you kind of come down behind. What was the mindset at halftime? And just kind of take us through the, you know, the finale and leading up to the point where you kind of knew this thing was secure and you're going to be – you could call yourself a bowl champion.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the whole trip was a great memory that I'll remember forever. I mean, getting to hang out with the guys, and that was my first time in Texas too, so getting to see a lot of cool things that I never had before was a lot of fun. And then obviously the game. And like I said, I just try to be consistent in the way I prepare it. Obviously getting a few extra days for film and stuff like that was nice. And just getting to kind of dive into their defense and study their personnel and schemes and everything was really cool and kind of crucial to our game plan and things like that. But it was just a lot of fun. And then obviously getting in the end zone kind of to secure it and make it a 2-score game there at the end was an awesome feeling. It was really surreal, honestly, just knowing that we kind of accomplished something that hadn't been done in school history and be able to send the seniors out the right way. It was a really cool feeling.
Definitely. And you were also offensive MVP of the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. I mean, a big game for you. Is there any hardware for you? And if there's, I mean, does the school keep that? Is there anything that you have in your apartment or anything that symbolizes that you were the MVP of that game?
Yeah. I got a little plaque for it. It's actually in my room. It's sitting in my closet right now. I didn't hang it up or anything. And I guess it's in the past. So it's not something I really worry about. But, I mean, yeah, it was kind of cool to be able to have that. And it's something I'll be able to keep and look back on and things like that in the future.
Man, if I was Coach Lewis, that's something I would love to know, that my quarterback who kind of breaks out on the scene, he's not even worried about the plaque. The MVP plaque's in the closet because you got bigger and better than you do. Dustin, that's fantastic.
Yes,
man, that's the mindset of a winner, a guy that you're not – you're hungry. You want more. You're by no way satisfied with what you've done. We're almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing your time with us. We know you got a lot going on. But we call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure.
All right, now take us inside that Golden Flashes locker room. Could be you or one of your teammates. Who has the most funny or bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Funniest nickname? That's a tough one. And we got one of our DBs, his nickname is Ragu. To be honest with you, I'm not really sure how we got it. His real name's Miles, so I don't know how we got there from that one. We got one of our seniors last year, one of our receivers, called him Sunshine. He was from Florida.
Fair enough, Doug.
Yeah. I guess one for one of my linemen. I personally call him Big Country. He's got a little southern accent to him. He's a big boy. But, we don't got too many crazy ones, but there's some good ones.
Excellent. And they're all rated PG-13, so we can share them with our audience.
Yeah.
How about this one? Coach Lewis, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Lewis and what they do in front of him?
We actually had a team meeting where we had some guys do impersonations of coaches on our team. I don't believe anyone did Coach Lewis, but some of the assistants were done, and they were done pretty well. They were pretty funny. We've had some good ones.
Excellent. And then the final one, that's really not much a fun, funny question, but when that play comes in from the sidelines and you get to execute it, what's your favorite pass to let you just release from your hands and just watch it hit the target downfield?
I would either have to say either a post, kind of throwing them away from the defender and being able to kind of throw them open, or just seeing whenever you can hit a fade ball in stride, it's always a good feeling, allowing him to kind of keep his speed up and let him finish in the end zone.
Wonderful, man. Dustin, hey, excited to see what you guys have to bring for this 2020 season. Again, a great pulse in the area from what you guys accomplished last season. So, hey, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and best of luck to you and your Golden Flashes teammates in the 2020 season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout quarterback, Dustin Crum, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as this young man and his teammates embark on the 2020 season where they look to do bigger and better things than what they did last year. So, again, Dick Stadium, start getting your tickets ready, folks. It's going to be a fun season to watch the Kent State Golden Flashes. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.